Greetings in Jesus' name on the second day of April, the year of our Lord, 2024. It's a beautiful morning outside. The sky is bright and sun is bright. We're preparing for another snowstorm that's coming by the area tomorrow. Looking to have 2 to 3 feet of snow tomorrow, going all the way into Friday. And we're okay with that. We're going to put the plow back on the truck and put the snow blower on the tractor. And we're going to make it all happen and be prepared and ready for this snowstorm that's coming our way. I hope that you're enjoying your Tuesday, and I pray that it's a terrific Tuesday and that you're enjoying the good blessings of the Lord. Continue to pray for us as we labor on for Christ, and we're launching on all fronts and literally just backed in a corner financially. And I appreciate if all of God's saints, when they hear this broadcast, would say a prayer and ask the God of heaven to work a supernatural miracle for us as we press forward on so many fronts and believing God for so many things and buildings. And many churches, they get to a place where they're just used to what they have, and there's no building programs. And some of the churches even that are listening to the broadcast haven't had building programs in 20, 30, 40 years. And God has helped us in Maine to always have a building program. And right now, we're on so many fronts that we're just about to drown. And we need God's touch. And I appreciate the prayers of God's people praying for us that God would continue to come through like the superhero he always does, and would strengthen our faith, and we would be able to go to the next level for him. We had a busy day ahead. I'm headed down to the office to cover for one of the secretaries who's sick this morning, then teaching Bible at 9, and then Bible Institute tonight. And it's just going to be a big day in the Lord. And we appreciate you praying and believing God with us. In your Bibles today, Luke chapter 7 and verse number 48, "And he said unto her," I want us to notice this personal message that Jesus is speaking to this lady. "And he says unto her, thy sins are forgiven." I think that's one of the greatest things that we can hear coming from the Lord Jesus Christ, is that our sins are forgiven. Do you know that that is the great issue in our day? When you think about families that are falling apart, they're falling apart because of sin. When you think about the different situations that we encounter at our jobs, where people are hooked on drugs, and whether it be alcoholism or pot or some type of oxycodone or some type of narcotic, they're hooked on it. The issue is sin. Whether it be a husband that doesn't treat his wife correctly, the issue is sin. Or a wife that runs around on her husband, the issue is sin. Or children that are rebellious and have the spirit of witchcraft in their hearts, and they're turning against their parents in their homes and going their own way and doing their own thing, the issue is sin. And to hear the Lamb of God, the Son of God, the Savior of the world, say unto this woman, "Thy sins are forgiven," is a most glorious thing. And I wonder, dear friend, today, have you heard the words, "Thy sins are forgiven"? When you hear those words, "Thy sins are forgiven," you know that salvation has taken place. You know that you have passed from death unto life. You know that you are a new creature in Christ because thy sins are forgiven. And then he says unto the woman again, "Thy faith hath saved thee. Go in peace." When your sins are forgiven, you're able to depart in peace and live a life of joy and victory through the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh my, how wonderful is this. She heard the words, "Thy sins are forgiven." She heard the words, "Thy faith has saved thee. Go in peace." I pray today that you've heard the exact same words from the lips of the Lamb of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. And I pray that your life is eternally changed and you can go and make a difference for Christ in the world that he has called you to. You've been listening to this Tuesday edition of the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to Tango Bravo Echo Lima Lima T-Bell at metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.